Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. I'm here today with Reagan Hockman, and Reagan has been a longtime guest on the show. She operates several businesses in Westmoreland County, and she also donates quite a bit back to charity. She's also a bit of a local celebrity, starring in many local productions, and we just love having you here. Thanks for joining us today, Reagan.
Thank you for having me.
So, Reagan, I'm excited because I always like to talk about small business development and try to promote that throughout Westmoreland County, particularly on our show. And you are venturing into a new line of business, so we'd like to hear a little bit about that.
Yeah, so me, my sister, and I, which I do everything with her, so if you hear me on here, usually it involves my sister. We are opening a mobile coffee business in Westmoreland County called Groove Coffee Company, and we will be traveling all over Westmoreland serving up some good lattes and coffee.
Now, I have to ask you, because you're such an entrepreneur and you do so much in the community and for the community, because in the past, you know, we focused on your theater productions and you've done a wonderful job on that. And then you started a clothing line focused on mental health awareness, and you've always made contributions back to charities. Tell me how coffee came into the picture. I have to know.
So my sister and I have always loved coffee. Every Sunday we go to a new coffee shop in the local coffee shop in the area and kind of support local businesses. And it's always been our dream to kind of open a coffee shop. But we also have full-time jobs, as most do, and we're busy, and she has a baby, and so we're figuring out, you know, what, how can we still do this, but make it, you know, doable.
Right, because if you opened a shop, you'd be chained to that shop, correct?
Yes. Yep, so we figured mobile.
Okay, so how did you go about finding a truck?
So, it was a vigorous process because we had a certain look that we really wanted to go for, because we really like, you know, old time fashion stuff like that. So we looked on Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist, and then we finally found kind of what we were looking for, which we kind of felt bad because they had just renovated the whole camper to like go camping. It was so cute. But we found it, and we ripped it all out and made it a coffee shop.
So what's it? Can you describe it to people at home?
Yes. So it is a 1965 Yellowstone trailer. She's white and sage green, and pretty much everything inside is also 70s themed.
You know, that's really neat. So white and green, and then the 70s theme, and the title of the name of the business is Groove Coffee, right?
Yep.
So you kind of have that groovy feel throughout it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Any special touches that you really like inside or outside the trailer?
I love the inside because it's like the kitchen I've always wanted. So I just kind of put it into the trailer.
Unfortunately, no one will see it, though,
right?
Only you get to see it.
Yeah. But if you follow us on Instagram, I always post kind of like the inside and everything, like the flooring, and it's super, super cool. But, yeah.
So tell us what kind of things you'll serve. What can people look forward to?
So we will be serving specialty lattes and also drip coffee. That's your regular coffee. You can get pretty much anywhere. And we will be doing, you know, teas, such Lotus drinks, which are super popular. And we're also partnering up with the Donut Chef here in, it's in Greensburg. And we'll be selling their donuts.
Well, that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
So you'll be available sort of for hire, right?
At
different community events.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you've been catching on, a lot of people have been catching on to the whole food truck industry. Have you really seen that explode? You obviously did your homework before you did something like this.
Yeah, it's for this time and age, after COVID and everything, it's really the way to do it, just because, again, you're not stuck to a brick and mortar building, and it's flexible with people's, you know, schedules, and you can take it anywhere.
It really is. So how will you staff that? I have a feeling friends and family are going to become awfully close to you in the next few months. Huh?
Yes, they don't have a choice. But yeah, my sister and I will run it Friday through Monday, because that's when we don't work our full-time jobs. So we'll be working it then, and then we'll get college students, and some of my friends want to work it. And then for events such as weddings, baby showers, and such, that would be my sister and I.
Oh, so you are willing to take on smaller events if
yeah.
they're sort of custom then?
Mm-hmm.
And so you could customize what you want to serve and things
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, we could do specialty drinks, weddings, as long as, you know, it could be a mobile bar, as long as they provide the alcohol. Yeah.
That is so neat. Oh, my gosh. What a great idea. So you track down the trailer and you want to give some shout out to family members who helped you put it all together?
Oh yeah, my stepdad, Charlie, he is the best. He literally built the whole thing. God bless him, because he went through thick and thin to build this, and he did such a good job. It really is so beautiful. And he deserves all the credit because he did it. The plumbing and the electric.
That's a lot of work, for sure.
A lot of work.
And you have to really know what you're doing, especially with a mobile facility like that.
Oh, yeah. It's completely different.
Do you tow it on a trailer or like on a truck or a car?
Yeah.
Or...
So my sister has a truck, so that's what we will be towing it on, yeah.
That's pretty neat. Now, when do you think we could expect to hear more about Groove Coffee?
So we will be opening. We don't have a correct opening date yet. We just want to make sure we have everything together. We will be doing a grand opening with the Donut Chef. They'll be coming to have a couple vendors there as well. We're going to do our own little event. This is going to be mid-October. So
that's going to be really exciting.
Right,
that's
pumpkin
really
spice
exciting. Yeah, pumpkin spice season for sure. That's going to be really nice. You know, you've always been committed to the community, promoting the community, and also giving back. Why don't you tell people at home how, when you started your very first business, which was the clothing design company. Want to tell us a little bit about why you decided to start that, and maybe talk about the mental health component to that?
Yeah, so I started Array of Creation with my sister. It was around COVID, right before COVID. I got knee surgery, and all my friends are in college and having the times of their lives. And I was stuck home, and everyone kind of knows how that feels now because we went into quarantine. But it takes a toll on your mental health. And I found out then, I really did have, was dealing with things that I didn't realize I was dealing with, kind of. So I figured the best way to deal with it, because I was stuck in the house, was to be creative. That's what I do best.
So I was creative, and I put it on a shirt so everyone could read it.
And then people caught on, and they really liked it. So I started a whole business around it.
And your sister helped you to create this online store and all the product that went with it, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That Array of Creation, you have to spell that and tell people the analogy with your name there.
So it's spelled not your normal array. It's A-R-R-A-E, because my first name is Reagan, and then my sister's middle name is Rochelle. So that's the one thing we have in common spelling-wise, so that's why we used it.
That is pretty neat. So, in other words, you just started making some t-shirts. And what were some of the things that were on the shirts that you were making that really made a splash with people?
So with our Normalized collection, which is our mental health collection, we had one that said 1-800, you are enough. And on the front it said, mental health is health. And then we had one that said, your anxiety is lying to you as well. Those were the two most popular.
Wow, that's amazing. And that really spoke to people. People started reaching out, and you had to actually form an online store, right? I mean, you had to create a business around it because the demand got so high.
Yeah, the demand got so high. We were getting out of state and out of country purchases, so we kind of had to figure out how to learn how to do a business as well, not just making shirts, in our home in Westmoreland County.
And that's what you did.
Yeah, we did it.
And the mental health piece, let's go back to that for a minute. Particularly, your anxiety is lying to you. So let's talk about you. So tell us about your knee surgery and what that did as sort of a young. It's almost like a childhood trauma that happened to you, right?
Oh my gosh, it is trauma. So a lot of girls go through it my age, actually, which is so sad and crazy. But I had to have a knee replacement and knee reconstruction surgery.
And this was not from an injury necessarily.
No, kind of just bad anatomy, sadly. But that's okay, it's all fixed now.
What, in high school this happened
right
to you?
Right when I graduated.
Okay, so as soon as you graduated from Penn Trafford High School, you were laid up with this invasive knee surgery, right?
Yes, it is not fun. It's a long road to recovery, too, which you have to have your head strong on. Any surgery really is not easy. But when you're that age, it's you would rather be doing different things.
And I'm sure social media made an impact at that point. You're probably, like you said, watching all your friends go off to college, and you're literally rehabbing every day, right?
Yeah. Honestly, now that I look back at it, it was awful and depressing when it was happening, but I'm so happy it happened because it made me
you know, realize what I wanted to do with my life, and kind of, I moved in a different direction than I was going to go before that. So it was a blessing in disguise.
Oh, well, that's a really positive attitude. And so you took that. Did you feel, when you came up with that, your anxiety is lying to you? Did you feel like that was happening to you?
Yeah, I mean, completely. I feel like the anxiousness and everything that goes into, I mean, business, recovering from surgery, anything, like, you kind of have to breathe and just be like, it's going to be okay, one thing at a time. Whatever's happening in my body right now is not going to control, you know, what's going on. So you got to just breathe, and it is lying to you. You got to figure out a way to get around it. So
can people still go on and order these shirts? You still have your website up and running?
Yes, so our website isn't up and running, but you can go to our Instagram and order.
Okay, so right on Instagram, Array of Creation, you can go on and find the, what you call it, the normalized collection?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really neat. That's fantastic. Now, you think you'll do some for Christmas as well? Will we see some Christmas creations possibly?
Oh, I'm sure. We'll most definitely have Groove shirts out there because we'll be making those for the trailer. But yeah, we will have a bunch of selections.
That's going to be really neat. You always do a good job, and you are very creative with that. And a lot of what you do is geared toward awareness. So did you want to talk a little bit about why you want people to know about mental health?
Yeah, I feel like a lot, and after COVID as well, because I feel like we talked, you know, right after it happened, and with it, you know, coming back and doing things, I feel like you have to, you know, learn to live with things, and it's better to kind of know that everyone's going through it, and you can talk to people, and talking to people is important, because, yeah, you should talk to someone. So you wear it on your back, there's no other way to start a conversation.
Oh, that's true. It is certainly a conversation starter in creating awareness, which is really important, particularly with mental health, making sure people know that they're not alone and that there is help available to do that. So do you feel like the business and being creative helped pull you out of that super anxious time?
Oh my gosh, yes, because I was putting, you know, my mind somewhere else and helping other people and realizing that I wasn't alone and that everyone kind of feels like this, and some more than others, and helping people kind of like made me feel a lot better about like not being alone, because there's people that need that in the world.
Mm-hmm. That's so neat. And I think that, you know, the obvious question would be is if you know that, you know, you have this anxiety, how did you not let that stop you when starting another business?
Well, keep your mind busy, right? I've always been a busy person. But I feel like you can't let it get in the way of things you really want to do. And all you can do is try, right?
No, it's really important to continue to push forward, because if you didn't do that, you know, you'd paralyze yourself. And I think that's what anxiety does if it goes unchecked, right?
Yeah, yeah. If you don't spread the word and talk to people about it, then it's, you know, nothing's ever going to come from it.
And your sister, did she help you through a lot of that too?
Yes, and we kind of have the same kind of thing going on, you know. Hereditary, so we help each other kind of navigate through it.
Mm, that's wonderful. And do you always get along? Is it always perfect, right?
I know, right? Working with family. No, what is great though is that we do usually always get along. We are opposites in a good way, so we work good together.
That is so nice to have that family there like that. And of course, you know, the extended family probably is all going to end up taking a shift or two on the new coffee truck, I would imagine.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Everyone wants to work it, so I'm like, go for it.
Well, I think the donuts too are going to be a nice addition, because that seems like it goes really well together. Do you think you'll ever branch out into other food as well?
Yes. In the future, we want to do like crepes and waffles, but for now, we're just kind of, we want to keep it local and support pretty much every local business we can. So whatever kind of goes with coffee, we want to incorporate into the truck.
How did you connect with the donut shop in Greensburg?
It was so funny. So I thought they were closing, but they're actually not. They have new owners, and their name is Jennifer and Rich. They're amazing people. I actually just talked to them yesterday, and we kind of got everything together. So you have to go check them out, because they're keeping all the same recipes from when the last owners owned it, but they're kind of just, you know, vamping it up a little bit and making it super cute and getting the word out there.
And they are, their shop is called?
The Donut Chef.
Oh, well, how could I not know that? That's the Donut Chef. And so you connected with them, and I guess you'll pick those up fresh before you go to each event.
Yep, they'll be fresh every morning.
That is going to be really neat. And then in terms of finding your coffee beans and things like that, how do you select those and your flavors and things?
My sister and I did a coffee bean tour, as we called it, and we went to a bunch of local Pittsburgh roasteries and coffee shops as well and tried them, and we kind of just picked our favorite, which we went with Defer, who's in the Strip, and we did a coffee cup in there, which is you try a bunch of different flavors and a bunch of their different options and roasts, and we ended up going with them.
Well, that's pretty neat. Did you have to do your homework to try to find them, or have you heard about them before?
We've always been fans of them, so we did our homework kind of on their beans and seeing if that's like really what we wanted. And then once we did that, we loved them.
So you go down there and they just brew a bunch of coffee for you, huh?
Yeah, it's an experience. It's kind of like a wine tasting, but in a different font.
And for you, that's better, right?
Oh my gosh,
it's better
yes.
than a wine tasting.
So much better.
And so you've always been a coffee addict. Do you have a favorite type of coffee that you like to drink? Flavor or anything?
I mean, I love chai tea lattes. Of course, it's pumpkin season, so I can't say I'm a pumpkin either. I'd have to say just any specialty latte. I like butter
or coffee
as well.
Mm. But you never worked in a coffee shop before.
No, we just love coffee.
You just love coffee and you want to sell it. And I think that's going to be a really good business. And we'll be able to see you at different events, which is great. I know also that, you know, you have always encouraged people to support local businesses. Is there anything else local that is involved with your business now?
So we're doing the donut shop.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to incorporate a Way of Creation.
Oh, good.
And then we will some days be in some local businesses' parking lots. So we are going to be doing Nicasio Fields, who's in Pentrafford. They're a great venue and event center. Check them out. That's our commissary, and we'll also be selling coffee there some days of the week.
Oh, that just works out perfectly.
Yeah.
How do you have all these connections? I don't understand it. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
So how do you keep your energy up doing all this?
Oh, my gosh. Coffee.
Coffee. Obvious answer.
Not said.
Obvious answer. You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. I'm interviewing Reagan Hockman today, and when we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit about her theater career. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. I'm really happy to be here today with a dear friend, Reagan Hockman. And she and her family are about to undertake a new endeavor. They are starting Groove Coffee, which will be a mobile coffee shop, which is going to be really neat. She just talked to us about utilizing and cooperating with local businesses to get this off the ground. Small business is the engine of the United States of America. We're proud of you at such a young age, your early 20s, to be undertaking this endeavor. Prior to that, you started Array of Creation, which is a clothing brand that really promotes mental health, which is great. But on top of all that, you are also an actress. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got into acting?
Alrighty, so I've always danced and sang and jumped around, and I have a lot of energy. That's why I do all the things I do now. Runs in my blood. But I was in third grade when I started theater, and actually my first production was at Pentrafford High School. They had kids in the show, and I auditioned and got in, and it was Annie, Get Your Gun.
That is so neat. And so you were hooked, right, as soon as you did it?
Oh my gosh, yes. Hooked. Adrenaline rush.
So all through high school, what were some of your favorite productions and favorite parts?
Alrighty, well, we did Grease, and I was Rizzo, so that was a good one. We did Legally Blonde, which was probably my favorite, and I was one of the three girls. I was Margot. And then for my senior year, we did The Addams Family, and I was Wednesday.
Oh, very nice. The Addams Family. That sounds fun. And then after you're done with school, you just continued to act and star in some local productions. Would you be able to tell us a little bit about the local theaters, where you've performed, and what some of your favorite shows were?
Oh, yeah. Local theater's thriving in Western Pennsylvania. I feel like there's so many theaters, and if you want to get involved, there's so many to choose from, which is great, and they're all great. I've worked at Stage Right. by Chris McAllister. He's amazing. We just did Footloose recently, and that was a blast. I do the State Theater up in Uniontown, which is run by John Wagner. He's amazing. Did a chorus line there, Kinky Boots. See ya. Kinky Boots, which is great, and
it sounds amazing. And so how do you work that into your schedule again? How does that happen?
So theater is a very time-consuming hobby, and it usually happens in the evenings. So we'll have rehearsals in the evenings, and then there'll be a week in the process where you go every single day. And that's called Tech Week. And then you put on the show. And if you're lucky, you get 2 weekends, and it's amazing.
So the productions that you work on give you an opportunity to meet a lot of other people who are in the business. Any shout outs for them or some people that you've worked with that you were like, wow, we have some real stars here in Western PA?
Love Zach Gilkey. He's the best. He's also my best friend, so he gets credit. oh my gosh, there's too many to mention. So many. Randy Walker, she's amazing. She's from Westmoreland County. She's great. She was Belle up in Uniontown's Beauty and the Beast. She's just beautiful, and she is a real-life princess. There's just so many. Can't pick.
Well, what is your advice for people, though, if they're looking for something to do on a weekend, why they should support local theater?
Oh, my gosh. The best thing you can support is local theater and keeping the arts alive. It brings so much joy, and it also teaches so many lessons, and it's just amazing. So you should support it, because why not support people? It's the best thing you can do.
Absolutely. And all that stuff is online now, right? I mean, if you do a quick Google search for what's happening in Westmoreland County this weekend, you'll find Stage Right and all the other theaters, I would imagine.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Their auditions and that is a Facebook group. You can go in there and kind of see all the auditions that are around if you're interested in doing theater, or also what's going around in the area and in the Pittsburgh area, just theater and performances.
That's really fun. Did you have a favorite that you've done since you've graduated?
That's a good question. I feel like a chorus line was a lot of fun because it was challenging, because I'm not a great dancer, but it made me a great dancer, I feel like, because you have to be. but I think Heathers, which is an old movie, an older movie, not an old movie, but it's just a great story, and it there's some things that are missing in it. I think the script needs a little changing, but it's a good message. So, yeah.
That's pretty neat. And singing has always come naturally to you.
Yes, that's my strong suit. Everything else you kind of had to learn.
Now, in the future, do you think you'll continue to do all this while you're running several businesses?
Oh, yeah. I plan on getting back to it in the summer of 2024. So I'll be back at it, back on stage.
And this is on top of your day job. Do you want to tell people about your day job as well?
Yes, I am a lash artist at Makeup Design Studio in Murraysville. We're actually getting a new studio in November. So yeah, I'm an esthetician as well.
Wow. And you have a full book, I would imagine?
Very busy. Very busy.
And so you keep that energy, you keep going, probably using your acting skills sometimes to put on a brave face, right?
I mean, it's a good trait to have for sure in the back pocket.
Tell me, you know, as we finish up the show here today, tell me again about the importance of keeping anxiety awareness at the forefront for you. I mean, all that you do, I can't imagine laying down at night is easy to wind down or close your eyes. And what is the message that you want people out there to know who are just gripped by anxiety?
I feel like, and my boss actually told me this morning, her name's Lindsay Hinn, she's amazing. She owns Makeup Design Studio. She is opening a new studio as well in the Murraysville area, which is Makeup Design Studio. We're just getting a new studio. And she said, just take it one step at a time and it will get done. If you just think that you have so much to do and get overwhelmed, then it's never going to get done and you're going to be ridden with anxiety. So one step at a time. And then if that list doesn't get done by the end of the day, just move it to tomorrow's list at the top. and you'll get it done then.
I'm telling you, having those lists is really important because sometimes people get overwhelmed because they don't know where to start, right?
Yeah, you don't know where to start, and that's kind of where the anxiousness and the anxiety, in my case, starts. Everyone has different anxieties, but feeling very overwhelmed and overstimulated kind of triggers mine, so just one step at a time, and then if that list, if you make, like, by 8 o'clock, you have to be done, and that's when you wind down, and the list is for tomorrow.
You're such a high energy person. Have you always been like this?
Yes, sadly.
But with energy can also come nerves, right? Nervousness,
yes,
as well.
Yeah, I've been overstimulated and, you know, mind's always running, cannot sit down.
Do you have any anxiety before you perform in front of people?
Oh my gosh, yes. And you think because I've done it so much that I wouldn't, but I get so nervous. So nervous.
How do you manage it?
Just gotta do it. I kind of tell myself, like, it's happening anyway, so you really don't have a choice. And then once I get out there, I feel a lot better, and it makes sense. Everything makes sense. So
I always say one of the key things for me, and at least what I tell my children about, you know, reducing your anxiety is being prepared, right?
Yes.
And doing everything you can ahead of time to be ready for whatever situation, difficult or not, that you're about to go in. And I think that you are very well prepared to start your new venture with Groove Coffee. Do you have a website or social media up and running that people can follow you on?
Yeah, we're on Facebook and Instagram at groove.coffee.company.
And so you can go on there and check out Groove Coffee Company and then hopefully reach out if there are gigs or venues that people want to connect with you with. And then one more time about Array of Creation and the mental health messages. How can people find those?
Yeah, so you can find us on Instagram or Facebook at Array of Creation, ARRAE.
That's amazing. And we'll look forward to hearing more from you over the coming weeks and months and years. You're a real star, a gem in our community, and a good friend. I'm very proud of you, and I look forward to hearing more about your future.
Yes, thank you guys so much for having me on the show.
Reagan Hoffman has several businesses. She's a local actress and high energy, always promoting mental health and local business connections, which continue to become very important in our show, Westmoreland Community Connections. If you have an idea for a nonprofit, a business, or a community outreach organization to be on our show, we'd appreciate you calling WHJB or sending us an email to let us know, because we do this show every week. Sundays, it airs at 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Thanks so much for joining.